Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We're taking a look at the lawful neutral gods within the pantheon of Porphyra. If you don't have a copy of The Gods of Porphyra, I suggest that you purchase one. It's a really, really great book, and it uses nothing but open content. So everything you find in the book, you can use in your own homebrews, and your stories that you publish, and your game adventures that you sell. You can find this book at drivethroughrpg.com/products/102872. The god that we're going to look at today in this episode is Linium, L-I-N-I-U-M. He is the Forge Father, the Maker of Ways. He's the god of constructs, contracts, labor, and devotion. His worshippers are craftsmen, lawmakers, and wizards. He is, of course, lawful neutral, and his domains are artifice, fire, law, and rune. Subdomains are construct, inevitable, language, and smoke. His favorite weapon is a light hammer, and his favorite animal is a scarlet spider. So a long time ago, according to a book called The Clockwork Chronicles, Linium was a distant and uncaring and all-around unattentive god, and he even admits in his holy book, in his holy texts, that he didn't do anything for his people originally, and because of this, the world grew profane and haughty, and eventually it just crumbled. The world died. And Linium, as well as other gods, understood that it was a failure of theirs that caused this to occur. But it was a learning experience, and after a period of nothingness, Linium was brought to Porphyra in the Calling, which was the big event that brought forth all of the newer gods. He became one of the most dedicated of divine beings, and his clergy now work ceaselessly to ensure that all people everywhere know the peace and comfort that come from hard work and sacrifice, as well as the degradation and oblivion that inevitably comes from rebellion. Some say that Linium walks the lands in multiple guises, keeping a watchful eye on his worshippers and the great works that they have pledged to undertake. And legend has it that once every decade he takes the guise of an elderly blacksmith in order to establish a smithy in some remote location. He works tirelessly for 1 year, and if he's treated well by the inhabitants of the region, then he blesses the community with wonderful creations that will guarantee a generation of prosperity. If they treat him poorly, then they find themselves taken into slavery to work their lives away for no purpose at all. The iconography of Linium is the spider. I mean, his favorite animal is the scarlet spider. So a lot of the iconography involves spider webs and intricate designs and mysterious sigils that maybe mean something to some clergymen, maybe not, I don't know. The churches are typically brilliant constructions. They're marble temples gleaming with brilliant light both day and night. There are constant chats reverberating through the halls, glorifying the Forge Father. Every chamber of his holy place has a unique name that congregants must recite before entry. The Linian priests wear white robes while in the temple, and white generally features prominently in their casual dress as well. It's common to find the three different orders of Linians traveling here and there on the endless errands of the church. The anvils handle matters of artifice, the hammers enact the purifying vengeance of Linium, and the forge maintains the overall authority of the church, the sanctity of the temples, and the records of oaths and contracts enacted under authority of the church. Members of the congregation of Linium are typically artisans, lawmakers, and academics, and you don't usually find free-spirited artists worshipping Linium, for example, just because he has such a focus on order and formula over chaos and creative expression. The artificers of Linium, in annual devotion, create increasingly complicated machinery and devices in order to win the god's favor. So obviously, if your campaign or your setting has any kind of clockwork angle to it, you could go pretty far with Linium down that path. And if not, then you don't have to, but you can definitely see this being an important god, for instance, for the gnomes in Dragonlance, for instance, or really any gnome culture at all, or a steampunk setting or a clockwork setting like Zobek. The rituals that a Linium cleric must perform to restore spells are quite strict. Linium is known for his love of smoke and incense, and so the priests of Linium must be able to focus in order to commune with the spirit of Linium by burning incense. They must chant and pray under the rising sun. If a traveling cleric cannot prepare spells under these conditions, they must expend one spell of their highest level to create a holy conduit, glowing with divine light, through which they may commune with the Maker of Ways. There are some traits given in the book for clerics of Linium. Core Arcanum. Through arduous ordeals, followers of Linium are able to perfect their understandings of the foundations of magic. Clerics of Linium gain a +2 trait bonus of spellcraft checks. Consummate Craftsmanship. Through long and studied practice, Linian clerics receive a +2 to all trained craft checks. Linium, in a way, is the ultimate craftsman and the ultimate example of what it means to be lawful neutral. He really has no interest in good or evil, as you can tell. It's all about order and following rules and whatever law is in your society. It's the way things are connected and constructed in relation to one another that matters to Linium. And no attention is really paid, it seems, to whether something is good or bad outside of whether it conforms. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy as well, because there's such artistry, or at least in modern society, we see such artistry in really, really good craft. But according to Linium, art and craft are completely separate disciplines, art being the chaotic, kind of willy-nilly creative practice, with craft being the mechanically correct and very exact and precise practice of putting things together. I think it's kind of easy to imagine a character who follows Linium and who has some obvious blind spot about how they're ignoring one thing or another in the interest of adhering to a law. I think it'd be a little bit more difficult to roleplay someone who manages to make all of that work together, though. Someone who adheres to the law according to Linium, but also fits doing either the right thing or the good thing or a bad thing into that law. I think that would be an interesting roleplay challenge. We have one more lawful neutral god, Shankill, and we'll talk about him next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.